This is Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we always like to check in with Lisa Marone every other week, and she's a physical therapist and is always encouraging us to get healthy for heaven's sake. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you again.
Well, this topic is one that PK and I are going to be paying close attention to because this early morning schedule is not very conducive to getting good rest. It's partially our own fault sometimes. We don't get to bed at a decent hour. But there are other things that could be sabotaging our sleep we're going to talk about today. What's your first thought on this, Lisa?
Well, you know, there's so many things that I put into my book, Sleep Well Again, because sometimes we go to sleep with a busy brain, or sometimes just the environment of our bedrooms are not conducive to our sleep. But there's some things we want to talk about today that are more habitual, just things that we do day in and day out. And the first thing, you know, we're kind of a caffeine-driven world. And we use caffeine to help us wake up, and we use caffeine later on in the day to help us stay up. And one of the things that you can do to improve your ability to fall asleep at night is to not drink any caffeinated products within 6 hours of your bedtime, of when you want to go to sleep. The half-life of caffeine is 6 hours long. That means it takes 6 hours for your body to get rid of half of the caffeine that you've drank. So if you, you know, have a cup of coffee after dinner, or you're having caffeinated soda beverage with dinner, you may be too close to that zone, and now you're just working against yourself, your body's sleep mechanism, by having that caffeine, that which is kind of an upper for your body in your system.
And I think I've read, too, that several decaffeinated coffees actually can have as much as 85% caffeine in them. So dangerous, too. You're going out, you're having dinner with friends, and, oh, I'll have decaf, and then you can't get to sleep. That can kind of do the same thing.
That is very true. So, you know, a product is decaffeinated because it had caffeine in it to begin with. So, yeah, you're right. It is difficult to get 100% of that caffeine out. And so that is something that if you're just finding repetitively, you're laying down to go to sleep, you know you're tired, but you just can't fall asleep. That would be one of the things. And just thinking about dinner beverages, for those of you who drink wine with dinner as well, now wine, if you drink alcohol, you tend to know that it is kind of a system depressant, so it does make you a little tired and sleepy, but it's kind of a trickster because if you drink an alcoholic beverage within 3 hours of falling asleep, you may fall asleep well, but it actually messes with your deeper sleep cycle, so it makes you wake in the middle of the night often. So that's just something to keep in mind as well.
You also have a word about exercising after dinner. We'd think that would be a good thing, but maybe not.
Listen, I love exercise. Hey, right, I'm a physical therapist. Go out and, you know, do your walk after dinner, take a family bike ride, that sort of thing. But really heavy-duty exercise late at night, like you're going to go to the gym and you're going to take one of these cardio class or something at 8 o'clock at night, not so good, because the reason is your body's temperature rises not only when you're exercising, but for many hours afterwards. And part of our body's mechanism to fall asleep is that our body temperature has to lower. And so if you've jacked up your body temperature and then you get in bed and try to settle down, you're fighting against God's natural body coolant mechanism that has to happen as you fall off to sleep.
And talk a little bit, too, about the sleep environment, because I know this is a really big factor for a lot of people who maybe don't have those darker bedrooms or maybe watch TV late at night, things like that.
Yeah, you know, our bodies were created to make melatonin. And melatonin is something that is created more and more the darker our environment is. And so, you know, back in the day when there was no electricity, people just went to bed, you know, at the sunset, and they had an hour or so with a candle, and that was it. And their bodies produced a lot of melatonin. Now today, we're sitting in front of our televisions. They're really big screen televisions, and we have our laptops open usually while we're in front of the television. Mm-hmm. And we have so many sources of light blaring into our eyes, and that suppresses our melatonin production. And melatonin not only helps you fall asleep, but it helps you stabilize your sleep throughout the night. And so if you're either having trouble falling asleep, or you fall asleep wonderfully, but a couple hours later you're wide awake in the middle of the night, it may be because you're not allowing the type of darkened environment that the body needs. And I'm not saying go into a dark closet, but for an hour before you go to sleep, dim the lights in your house, close your laptop, shut your phones off, you know, just start to chill so that your body gets the melatonin that it needs in order to fall asleep and to maintain your sleep.
Well, I know there's nothing like waking up after getting a solid 8 hours, which is rare for me these days. I'm trying to get back to it. But that feeling of I'm ready to go, I'm well rested, let's tackle the day, anything's possible. So thank you for these reminders about how we can not sabotage our sleep, Lisa. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, and it's following the Jewish way of thinking. Yes, today began last night. You know, the sundown is the beginning of the next day. So let's do it right before we go into bed, and we'll have a great next day.
And links for Lisa's book, too, I want to just tell our listeners, can be found at our website. It's Sleep Well Again. I encourage you to check that one out. Check myfaithradio.com on our show page for that.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. And sleep well tonight.